Hello, I'm Jane Pratt, and I'm joined by David Potten to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. We're delighted to welcome a new listener this week, Mrs. Joyce Smith. We hope you enjoy this week's Chatterbox and Let's Talk and the weekly recordings we will be sending from now on. We will start with Information Desk, and here is David with the first item.
Thank you, Mrs. Berry and Mrs. Springall, for the stamps. We're getting a nice collection now for Vision Norfolk. We're sorry to hear you've been unwell, Mr. Townsend, and hope you're feeling much better now, and there is no problem with you keeping the recording. We hope you enjoyed it.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH. Held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you're no longer able to enjoy reading, come along and rediscover your love of it through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre on the second Monday of each month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might like to become involved, please do get in touch. Our next meeting is on Monday the 13th of June.
The Norwich Macula Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. The next meeting will be on Friday the 10th of June.
We now have some detailed information about cycling and walking improvements that are being developed on St. Stephen's Road. You can find the full details on norfolk.gov.uk/St. Stephen's Road. That's all one word. The work is going to start on Monday the 6th of June and it will be expected to be completed on Friday the 26th of August 2022. The reasons for the work are, firstly, improving facilities and access for pedestrians and cyclists to encourage active travel and to support our long-term goals to reduce congestion and pollution across the centre, and secondly, improving the overall look and feel of the area. You can download a plan of the project from the web page or request a hard copy. There will be traffic management from Monday the 6th of June onwards. There will be temporary closure to all through traffic on Grove Road and Grove Avenue from the Ipswich Road and St. Stephen's Road sides. Access to all properties will be maintained via Grove Road and Grove Walk. Ipswich Road will be closed to all vehicular traffic northbound between Ipswich Grove, which is just north of the City College, and the junction of Ipswich Road, Grove Road and St. Stephen's Road. The outbound lane will remain open. There will be a closure of Victoria Street from its junction with St. Stephen's Road. Ipswich Grove, Kingsley Street and Wood Street will have manned traffic controllers to allow access to the cul-de-sacs when works take place at these junctions. The bus lane on St. Stephen's Road will be suspended to allow traffic to flow smoothly whilst lane closure is in place on St. Stephen's Road. And there will be a closure of the Orange Pedalway on Grove Road. A signed cycle diversion will be in place. Traffic management date to be confirmed The closure of Victoria Street from its junction with St. Stephen's Road. The one way will be suspended to allow access from Grove Road. And finally, some details of the work that are going to be carried out. There will be closure of the left turn into Grove Road from St. Stephen's Road. There will be one-way traffic on Grove Road towards its junction with St. Stephen's Road. There will be one-way traffic on Grove Avenue from its junction with Ipswich Road towards its junction with Grove Walk. There will be a two-way segregated cycle lane on Grove Road to the St. Stephen's Road junction. There will be footway widening on Ipswich Road near the Grove Road junction. There will be optimised traffic signals for pedestrians, cycles, buses and general traffic. And finally, there will be widening of the existing pedestrian crossing on St. Stephen's Road. And that's all for Information Desk this week.